Ja, maar gelijk naar mijn smol, dat is psoelus voor groepen, of er is een psoelus groepen. En dan. So Rambam wants to say it's machlek is tanoim from our Mishnah and made of Shem Elazar, and we completely rejected it. So now we try to say another machlek thing. Ella says the Gemara, Iyikul Meima, but 9 lines from the top of the Chesem Ralph. Ella Iyikul Meima, if you want to say maybe Bepluk of the Hanet tanoim, maybe it's based on the machlek is of the following tanoim. Tanya, we learned in a Brais. Nisu, if a Kayin married Zu Vizu. Oh. Chaim for old Chavra this year. Chaim. Leah is learning, I'm sure he's learning with us with Chavrusa every day.
How many years is it?
Four.
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 George
Chavra.
He's waiting for the other.
Okay. Okay. We learned Nisu Zuvzu for Kayin married this and that. What do you mean this and that? Shay this Upsulas, he married a woman that's kosher to him and a boy that's possible to say Grushim. It could be a Bas Yisrael or a Bas Kayin. Or they went into the Chuppah. They had a Chuppah together. And they didn't have any relations. She can eat from him. Because even though she was already chuppah to someone's puzzle, but because there was no bila, didn't become puzzle. So we see that chuppah does not puzzle until you actually have relations. And she can eat truma because she already had chuppah. Nichnasu, it says they had together mechlal de nisu. Nisu mamish. If it says here the word by chuppah nichnasu, then the previous case where it says nisu zubazu, we're talking about they actually got married. How can that be? If he married a psulas, they can eat truma. We know if you marry a psulas, she becomes a chalala. Elalav isn't talking about nichnasu le chuppah v'loy nivulum. She had a chuppah, but there's no bila, uktani, and it comes to tell you, that's what nisu means also. Nisu means both. Nisu and means the same thing as nichlusu v'loy nivulu. Uktani, and it says, oichlus mishaloi, even though she went to the chuppah. She eats for oichlus betrumah, so we say, wow, that chuppah does not passel yet. Even though you had a chuppah, kol's man, you didn't have bia, it's not like you married, and therefore, in this respect, and therefore it doesn't passel or make her a halal yet. Rabbi Shmuel b'noi Rabbi Yechiel ben Brukoi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yechiel ben Brukoi says, "No, kol should be yosem machilta. If the beer that's going to happen after chuppah would entitle her to eat truma, then chuppah machilta, and the chuppah will eat it, give her the title to eat as well. The kol she ain't be yosem machilta, ain't chuppah machilta. So the chayyim lovers chuppah is already possible. So see clearly, this is machleik is the name. Yeah." And if she's a Bas Kohen Moshel, then according to him, the chuppah will passel her as qualified from eating anything else. So you want to say to Machlekes, who says, Dilma Rabbi Shmuel, B'nai Shad Rabbi Yechon Baruch, meant, Kerameya Sirileh, maybe he was like Rameya, not that the chuppah is what passels it. The Kedushin, Rameya said before that if you get engaged with someone that's passel to you, since this engagement is going to lead you to Isur, if she was a Bas Kohen, it disqualifies from being Truma.
From then already.
So even though we're talking about Chuppah, she already disqualified from the Kedushin. Dama Kedushin La Yochla. That Kedushin with Apostle already disqualifies from eating. Says the Gemara, how a Bazei, why does Shabbos say, Hi Kol She'ein Biyos Machilta, Echel Machilta? Should have said, Kol She'ein Biyos Machilta, Ein Kasper Machilta. Should have said that the Kesef from Kedushin, nothing to do with the Chuppah. We're not talking about Chuppah here. That's what he should have said, if you're right. Dilma, I did the Amma Tanakama. Tanakama wants to say that the Chuppah does not passel. He definitely doesn't look like a Meir by Kedusha. He holds even Chuppah doesn't passel. Amma Yenam Chuppah, Chuppah. Amma Rav Amra. Rav Amra said, Hamilsa Amma Rav Sheish. Rav Sheish came along and told her this thing. And he knew Einayin, and he illuminated our eyes with Mastisin from a Mishnah. Sorry, we had the exact same thing before, yeah. Yes, Chuppah. That Yesh. Yeah. Before we had Amram set up, yeah, exactly. Yesterday's, 2 days ago's Gemara. Yeah, from a brayse that he brought. Yes, chuppah lepsulis. Now, why? That there is a chuppah to psulis, where the psulis, if chuppah passes, if there's a chuppah lepsulis or not. Yeah. Well, what? That if she already passed, if she's a bas koy, she's passing through manat. We're saying yes, chuppah is effective. How do I know? Even though he had no bila. The time of tuna, I bring a raya from a braisa. What's the raya? By a soita, amen. You say amen, amen. Amen, you say amen, shalai satisi, that I didn't have any, to commit adultery. Arusa, while I was arusa, or nusua, while I was engaged to you, or after I was married to you, v'shemedes yavam, the same thing, by shemedes yavam, while I was waiting to marry you, your brother-in-law, krusa, after I married you. Now, hay arusa hechidami. What exactly did he warn her, and what happened while she was in Arusa that this water is going to test her by? What are you talking about? He warned her while she was engaged, don't be alone with this man. And he gives her to drink while she's Arusa, and he's making her make this ned, the shvua, Arusa bas mishtehi, does Arusa b'chlal even drink? But tonight we learned mefedish that arusa, that a girl while she's not only a fiance or a shemeres, a girl while she's waiting for a brother-in-law, loishoises, then don't drink. Why? Because the pasuk says that she didn't have a relationship tachas ishech while you were married with your husband. It says at ki satis tachas ishech. There has to be an ishech. On a fiance, there's no ishech here. So therefore, if you say arusa, you don't drink, and also shemeres yavam, there's no ishech here as well. Is loyshoy says why not ksuba? They don't drink nor do they take a ksuba.
That means there's not such a strong connection between.
Exactly. And if he warned her while she was engaged, she forfeits a ksuba because they don't have yet that bond as a husband and wife. Ella must be talking about the konila. Yeah, I told you last time you could do either one. Yeah. Ella the konila, he must have warned her kishiyarusa. He must have warned her when she was in Arusa. But when did the event happen after she got married? Tachas ishech. But when did she spend time alone with this person? Seclusion. She also was in seclusion while she's in the Rusha, but her kamashko kishin suah. The drinking part was when she's in the suah. So when you're giving her the shavua, she was tachas ishech. When she actually deviated, she was a fiance. The first case was that everything happened, including the water when she's arusa. That doesn't work. So now the next step is the drinking was.
But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about halach lemaisa. She wasn't
really
legitimately married.
But it gets worse. The punishment for arusa is skila, yeah, for committing adultery.
So what's the difference between the first arusa if she drinks before?
So right, the first thing about Haman was the main thing is the drinking should be once she's in surah tachazisha. The Gemara is going to slug it up. Says the Gemara, for a different reason. Says the Gemara, because the drink, when do you say tachazish? When you give it to drink. In other words, right now, when we drink the drink, it has to be tachazishech. So then, the Gemara says, Mibotko lamaya. If he warned her when she was a fiance, and she was in seclusion with a fiance, it was an Eid Echad, and then he decided to marry her, he shouldn't have married her. And he did an Aveda, and we know that your wife will not, the water will not test your wife if you yourself are not clean or pure. But Tanya, didn't we learn Manike of him oven of the person himself? Manika Ishme oven that this person is didn't commit any sin, so we learn from there. Bisman, she ishma nukama oven of the person himself didn't commit any sin, that he didn't have any relations with her after he warned her, because they're really us to each other until she drinks the water. Because he nitma. Boykish then the water will be effective. Ain't ishma oven and my boykish. If he married her after he warned her, then how can the water b'chal work? So what's part of the price? Must be Ella the Koni Lokishi Arusa. He warned him she's a Rusa. The statra Vinichas Lukhupa. She concealed when she was in Arusa. But then they didn't marry. All they did was they went to the Chuppah. They went to the Chuppah. And the Lay Nivala. And we see that what? That even though you shouldn't have married this woman, it's considered Tachasi Sheikh. He didn't commit a sin. What's the sin? Not marrying her, the sin is living with her. But he's not living with her. He only had chuppah, no relations. So on the one hand, it's his wife. On the other hand, no sin was committed. Because they had chuppah without be'ila. So what is he claiming here? Even though he's not living with this woman, there is chuppah l'psulis. That's the raya. That's the raya. That's the raya. And it's called tachaz isha. Teda calls it isha. Says the Gemara. Means not at the time of the satisa is now. Born now when you're drinking the water. That's what this Gemara is learning here. Yeah. Yeah. As Jesus says, "Kiven da hashta b'shas hashkar he tachas baila." That's the main thing. So Tesh really asks, how do we know it's not Poshim B'Shem Tosik? Tesh answers, because it says, Ish. And just like we, how do we know even that the warning could be B'Shas Edison? The whole thing should be after you're married. Because it says, Ish, twice. Once after you're married, once before you're married. So that applies not only to the warning part, it applies also to the seclusion part. Hachinami Narbastida. Good. You're happy, it makes sense. Everything makes sense, that's why the chuppah works. You try to find a case where she's married and yet no aveda was done. The south of Israel, also he came along, brought rice in his hand, where it says in the pasuk, it says, so he says again, another pasuk, that you had a relation with another person. It's a different pasuk.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, right. So we learn that from here. Mi shekodma, when does the water work? Mi shekodma shchivas baal leboil. This braisa holds different than before. This braisa holds that there has to be shchivas baal before shchivas boil. In other words, that they had to be married before she actually had seclusion and a relation with other people. And but if she had relations with another person for her husband, then the water is not effective, doesn't do the job. So if all they had was chuppah and no living together, then how the water wouldn't work? Because I mean, she had a relation with that other man before she had with her husband.
In which case
is that problem with balade isha? Besides your husband, in other words, your husband, you already had a relation and now you're having somebody else. But if there was no, it was only a chuppah, exactly. So then the whole thing doesn't work. So it goes back to the original question, what's going on here? How do you make an ayin with a chuppah? Can't be just chuppah. Amar Rabbi Chama Mishkachla, find you a case where they can be married, but no sin was done, and yet his, where we can say that no sin was done, and yet he his bila was before her bila with the other person. Mishkachla, Yishabola, Arusa Beis Aviha. They had relations while they were engaged. So they had relations, they weren't married yet, it was only Arusa. They already had relations. We heard like Yehuda, they used to do that. They already had relations. And because they already had relations, so Shechivas Baal was before Shechivas Boil. But on the other hand, they weren't married yet, they're still in Arusa. And they had a chuppah in the works. So what would be the case in the Braisa compares Yavam to this? What would be the case by Yavam? That Shabbat Leyom is Chabam. It's the same thing, right? That the Bila of the Yava, the brother in law, was before the Fremde. How? He had Znus. But what did we learn in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in this Pedic? That a person is Kaina Yavama, even with Znus. Even Bemezi, that he had a mind Znus. So it's Mamish's wife. How is it only a Shemedes Yava? Shemedes Yavam Kurisla Ishtim Aliyehi. We learned that Mamish Ishtim. The Amar Rav, Rav says that Kaina Luchol. Rav says, that when we say that Znus, it makes it his wife. I mean, Mamish is wife in every respect. Shmuel argued, and Shmuel says, no, you only is your wife only for those things that Torah said by Yivam. Since a normal wife, you cannot be Mekadosh through having in mind Znus and nothing else. Therefore, by Yavam doesn't work either. But what happens by Yavam? Only that which is written by Yavam in the Torah clearly. Anything else to do with a wife, since by a wife it wouldn't work, doesn't work either. That's what Shmuel says. But the Rav says, no. That it's totally your wife. So therefore, Kishmul, Dama like Kanal, Kishmul, maybe this Bryce follows Shmuel. Dama says, like Kanal, Varamamun Pasha. It goes going to Shmuel, that you attack it, not your wife and Gansa. Freddy Gimara, media time, let have the whole sugi here. Is going to Rav. This whole thing of, we're trying to prove there's a chuppah of psula, this is to support whose opinion? Rav is the one who says that chuppah works of psula. So we're going to Rav. So according to Rav, how can you tell me he's talking about he had relations with his Arusa in the house? Because then by Yavama, he had his Nus with the Yavama. So he had Nus, so his wife is no longer Shemedes Yavam. Hamar Rav Kala Lachol. Says Gemara, Hachem Ha'eskin. Now we're talking about here, Kigoin, the Ovid B'maimer, that this Yavam had made a Maimer with the Yavama, and then he has Nus with her, Ubeishama, Yidamri Maimer, Koine, Kinyin Gomer. Beishama, he says that Maimer is Koine, a Kinyin Gomer. What do you mean, Kinyin Gomer? That she's now your fiance, and she's no longer a Zika, she's no longer a Yishamer Yavam, she's a regular wife. So therefore,
so it's not Znus.
Of course it's nus, like arusa. What if you do your wife and you have nus, you have no mind to get married?
But if it's kind of kinyan gomer, then what's
kinyan gomer? Al sarusa. She's no better than arusa. And what's it then if you're going in base chamav, you have nus with your wife? She's not your wife yet. She's not nusu yet. She's still only arusa. If they have kavana. So over here also.
Doesn't make
so
a difference the zika in this case.
No, there's no zika. That's a by saying koine means uy zika, and now back to a normal case of isha, which is what narusa. Freddy Gemari Hocher by Hein Arusa is mamish the case of arusa. So why is the brayse breaking two cases of narusa and shemeres yovam? It's exactly the same thing. Freddy Gemari 3. That's a kasha. All the time meich nesuya kenusa. It says nesuya by an ordinary woman, and it says kenusa there by a yovam. Lav chod and milsi and kenusa yovam the same thing. The same thing. El nesuya di day. We're talking about Nusuya by his wife, that was never a Yavama, and by Yavama used the word Knusa. But they mean exactly the same thing. Chupa and Belay Bila. So, Hachaname Arusa did David Shemez Yavam the Chavre. Same thing over here. Arusa's own is Arusa, and then taking over the wife of your brother, I'm not sure why it's called the Chavre, you take the wife of your brother, that's called the Shemez Yavam, even though it's exactly the same thing, different names. Okay, so there's no raya. The papa says, "Hi, Tana. I'll tell you, which Tana that want to bring chuppah, bring a raya that is chuppah by nesuyah." The Tana we learned by psula. The Tana we learned, "Ein mekanin la." So, and you want to bring a raya from this brayse that yes chuppah psula? That's how you want the brayse. I can tell you another pshat in the brayse. Your main kasha was, how can it be? They can't have shechib as a baal. You said the problem with bringing a raya from this brayse is the chuppah the psulas, because you can't have shechib as a baal after shechib as a boil. So we want to find a case where shechib as a baal first. So we gave one case is where you had znus with her. I'll tell you another way of learning. The time we learned ain't mekani. There's another tana who argues with the entire principle you just said that you can't have shechib as a baal before boil. You can't have shechib as a boil before baal. The time we learned ain't mekani la larusa. You cannot warn an arusa la hashkoisa to give her to drink. Kishahi arusa when she's arusa, aval mekani oisa. You can give her to drink. So it really doesn't do with chup. I want to know how can it be l'chayit if he did an aveda, if there's no chup, right? We're talking about mamish bila. That means he did an aveda with her. If he did an aveda with her, we know that it doesn't work anymore. He married her and so on and so forth. He says here, we learn about a mekani l'arusa, that you're not mekani t'arusa l'hashkoisa kishi arusa arusa ava mekani l'hashkoisa kishi arusa when she's married. So it's clearly here you can mimic her to drink when she's married, even though you warned her when she's not Rusa, and they got married, and they got married afterwards, which means you didn't have Veda for marrying her, and still the water's effective. In other words, this Braisa holds, we don't care if you committed a sin. We don't care. And we don't care about she was a Baal and Boil, who comes first and who comes second. So therefore, we'll say that there's the Chuppah V'loi Nivela. And we see, yes, chuppah, so that's why she can eat truma. That Bryce that says she can eat truma is talking about she only went to chuppah, but they had no relations. How does the water check her out? The water checks her out because we don't care if the husband married her and committed a sin. We don't care if the husband's bila happened after the boil's bila. We don't care. But what we do think is, we say is that it has to be married. Hachazi Sheikh, there was a chuppah. And it's a right me that, yes, chuppah, lipsulis. Nachman, he's got another answer. He just says that, no, forget about the arusa. So the chayda is, how's the brayse bring arusa here at all? If everything had to happen after they got married, how do you bring arusa at all? Are they gilgul? Through a gilgul shvua. Once you warned her after she was married, everything else, and you make shvua, you have the right to throw on other shvuas. Gilgul, rolling it on. Tell me what happened when you were engaged as well. Did you commit? Blah, 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 and all so on. Okay. So therefore, everything happened after the chuppah, before the bila. That's why she can eat truma, because there's no bila. And yes, chuppah lepsulis. Says arusa. No, it all happened afterwards. But Gilgul, through Gilgul, you can talk to her about arusa as well. Shalach Rav Chanina Mashmei Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Chanina Rabbi Yechanan, ha'oise ma'isem ma'imim b'yivemtei. What about if someone did a ma'imim as Yevame, v'yesh le'och, and he has a brother, afilu, who coined the coin. He kohenes, even though he's a kohen, he's a kohenes. Now midrash rabbanon. Once he gave maimim, hatayda she can still marry anybody, any of the brothers she wants. Midrash rabbanon. Once he gave maimim, she's no longer going to marry anybody else. So now what is she doing? She's waiting. But hatayda she's entitled to marry your brother, right? The Shimon Levi. Shimon made a maimim. She's entitled to marry Levi. So hatayda she's entitled to marry Levi. So she's ready to have beer with Levi. But it's midrash rabbanon. It's a beer psula. Because Shimon gave Maimir to this woman, to Reuven's wife. So therefore, it's a bia psula, And therefore, it's possible she's disqualified from being Terumah according to the Meir, maybe, who says, that's the Mothirana, according to the Meir, who says that if you're Kedushin already to someone's possible already disqualified from Terumah because you're waiting for Biapsula. Here also, you're waiting for Biapsula because Mahatoida, you're entitled to marry Levi. The Rabban, it's Biapsula. So, you're the man, who are you talking about? It doesn't make sense. Ile could a mayor hold if you're waiting to be a psula, it passes you away from Terumah. Hey, madame, a mayor, when did a mayor say if a coin is about to marry someone who's possible a grusha and he got her engaged? And she's a bas coin, she's a squad from Terumah because Mishta married to be a psula. When did the mayor say because you're waiting to get married, someone's possible to you, you're disqualifying Terumah? What kind of psula is it? Like, ochla, mederaisa. Over there, she's waiting to do an aveda, mahatoida, she's a grusha, about to marry coin. The Rabbanan Miyama, but if she all she's going to be doing is hachakos and aveda, Rabbanan, who said that she's disqualified from meeting Terumah for the moment she got engaged? Over here, the whole issa of marrying Levi is on the Rabbanan, because Shimon gave a maimer. So who said that disqualified from meeting Terumah? Rabbi Lozov, Rabbi Shimon, only Rabbi Lozov, Rabbi Shimon. Hashtanam, Mishtameres, Lebi, Absula, Daraisa, Ochla. It doesn't make sense. Rabbi Lozov, Rabbi Shimon hold that even if she's a grusha waiting to marry a kohen, she got engaged, she can still continue eating Terumah until she gets married. Because Aveda, when does she become a halala? Only when she marries. So, Mardav, she's about to do this, that I said, we say she can still eat Terumah. You tell me she's about to do this, that Abana, she's disqualified, clept. Hash to Mishtameres, Lebi, Absula, Daraisa. Mardav, she's waiting to do the Psilas, Daraisa, Ochla, Drabana, Meboya. Ella, rather, Ki Asa Ravi, Ravin said, Omar, this is the case. Also, but Maimir be event of Shimon did a Maimir divrei hakel ochel. She can continue eating until she married because it's a hakel ipsul and rabbanon. According to everybody, she can continue eating. Yes, a cholol. What happens if she has a brother Levi and this Levi happens to be a cholol? Levi was born, let's say, after Shimon and his father. Then his father married another woman who was a cholol to him, whatever it is. So another woman who was a cholol to him, and that woman's children are chololim. So he has a brother, Cholol, so she's now waiting. Shimon is Yavim is waiting to marry Shimon and Levi. Shimon is a good person, but Levi is what? Is a Cholol. So even though Shimon made a Maimer, but Mahatoida, she's waiting to marry someone who's possible to her. Levi is a Cholol, is possible to her. Divrei Hakol, everyone holds, Ein Leicheles. Everyone holds, she cannot eat. If she's a Bas Kohen, she's a squalling through him. And even Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon will agree that in this case over here, she cannot eat because there's no way you can ever marry the chol. When a koyin marries a grusha, this koyin can marry anybody else and let them eat truma. Just a grusha he can eat, so therefore it doesn't disqualify you. That's this svara. Over here, this chol cannot marry any bas koyin. Any bas koyin he'll marry, he'll ruin. So therefore, since this koyin will disqualify his chol, will disqualify any bas koyin, disqualifies you as well. Everyone's made it. What happens? Shimon decides to give a divorce, which we learned that Mehatayda had no problem. She can, get means nothing. She can still marry both of them. But Rabbanon, the fact that he gave a get, we don't want people making mistakes. So we said, sit, chalitza, no more marriage. And the question is she disqualified now from eating Terumah? I feel that even I made as if you're waiting to eat to do an Easter. She can qualify with Terumah, don't hand me a Mishra, be a Psul Reich, over here, Mahatoida, she can marry either brother. It's only with Rabbanon, because you gave a get, we don't want you to marry. The Shlokhi, therefore, everyone holds in this case, you can continue eating. The Shlokhi and Pufa cat. Ain't no Echeles. I feel it, Rabbi Lozab Shimon. Why? Even Rabbi Lozab Shimon, as they say, normal Echeles. Hani Mili, what's the Svara? Why, if you're a Gurusha and you want to marry a coin, why you can, and you're a Bas coin, the Gurusha? She can continue Truma because your husband, if he would marry any other Bas coin, they would be able to eat Truma and he can feed them Truma. So therefore, it doesn't disqualify you. But over here, in this case, any person that he would have given a get to couldn't eat Truma. Who would you give a get to? Only to Yivama. To a friend, the person, there's no union. In the very same circumstance, if he would have married, instead of a grusha, another Bas Koyin, he would have given a Terumah. There's no way, anywhere where you give a get, that afterwards you can feed. No. Over here, Yishlokah says, she's disqualified from eating. I'm here too. Yeshloi lachila. Over here also, b'chayzeres, even a get, what happens if a normal kohen divorces, he had a bas kohen, a normal Yisrael has a bas kohen, and he divorces his wife, and she goes back home, and she can eat truma again. So we see that the concept of a get can invite truma. So what he's saying to me, that there's no inyan yesh l'lach mokamacha, there is an inyan l'lach mokamacha by get, that you can go ahead and eat truma. Says the Gemara, big difference. choy zeres, when you send it back to her house, paske minei, ukroiv levei nosha, you cut your ties and she's close now back to her family. We're learning in a way that he's attached to you. Any marriage that he's going to tie you to Truma is because you're trying to get closer. Where do you find get through getting closer somehow? You give her Truma. No way. That's why everyone will agree it's possible. Next one, fascinating Gemara.
What's the din takabite? If she's a kukul yavam and the yavam is a chalal and she's a baskoyin, what takes precedence? The mitzvah's yibum or the?
Because yibum is kukul yavam no chalal. Yeah, it's a lav, but we don't chalutza. We said also laws. It was also yeah. The kohen doesn't come a chol.
No, I'm talking about
kohen is not a chol. Only she is a chol. The woman he's married to and the children. Kohen does not become a chol. Forget. But usually, like Avochem and Makis, Madach in the case where he makes others and he doesn't hurt him. He's not a chol. He's in his chalal of shnei chulin of kasher medaber. Is her and the kids.
I'm talking about this.
He cannot do avoda.
She's a kukul yavam. The yavam himself is a chol. She is a bas kohen and he's a kohen a chol. So what takes precedence? The mitzvah that I saw of
you. We do chalitza. We have also as the chalitza. That will stop painting tomorrow. It's a nice Gemara tomorrow.